with us to reflect on yesterday's first day of the Polyfest. And all roads lead to the Monaco Sports Bowl. It burst into life yesterday, the 49th staging of the Polyfest. From yesterday through to this weekend, 8,000 school students across the Auckland region from 69 schools will make up 239 performing groups. Our festival director, Sally Terry-Liamau, has been at the helm of the festival for the past 5 years or so, and reflecting on day one. Thanks again for joining us, Sally. Hoki mai.
Morena.
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 So we're underway. I saw some images, Sri Lankan groups, and also Baradeen's Indian group, which was...
Are you in the channel? Over.
Which had plenty of non-Indian participants, I might add, but also interested about the Māori stage where Division 3 got underway yesterday. What stood out for you on day one, Sally?
Oh, there was such an amazing vibe yesterday, Dale, just with everyone that was on site, firstly for our flag raising, then our pōwhiri led by Ngā Puna o Waiorea. But yes, the Division 3 Māori stage was pumping yesterday, and they're continuing on today with their prize giving at the end of the day.
I might have just lost you there, Sally. Oh, no, oh,
yeah,
you're there.
I'm here. Yep.
Oh, sorry, apologies there. Just we went quiet for a moment. Okay, so I think it's a neat structure. How many other stages have divisions involved in the way that they're presented and judged, from your understanding, Sally?
So we only have one other stage that does divisions, and it's the Cook Island stage. But all our other stages, they're actually all competitive, and then our diversity stage have non-comp and competitive on theirs.
Yeah, how popular is non-comp?
Very popular. I think there's still some new groups that are coming through. They might be a little bit intimidated with going on the bigger stages, so they usually transition through by coming on our diversity stage first and giving that a try before they go out to the bigger stages.
Our young people are great at supporting each other. Yes, there's rivalry because it's competitive, but what are you making of the way that they move around to tautoko other rōpū out of their own kura or from other kura?
Yeah, our students are so cool. Like, they just, that supportive vibe that we get from all of them when they go around to the different stages is really nice to see. I mean, every year, Dale, we start our season with a leaders conference where we bring in the leaders of those groups to get to know each other, just to equip them to get ready for the festival. And it's always about, yeah, it's competition, but leave the competition on the stage. Outside of that, just represent your schools and your family with pride.
What about parking and tickets, please? Because some of our people will be listening in today. Some of their whānau will be performing. How streamlined is the parking and entry processes this year?
Yeah, so go online on our official website, acbpolyfest.co.nz. There's a tickets tab. You can go on there to get your tickets online for $7.50, or you can go straight to iTicket. But at the gates, it's $10, so it's cheaper if you go online, and then it'll be easier for you to get through as well through the express lanes for the tickets. Parking on site, we've only got limited parking, and that's $10. But all around the festival in Otara, there's lots of places that are also offering parking as well.
Kia ora. Any ice creams and watermelon?
Always, Dale, and every year I tell you to come down and have some with me. Yeah, so we've got ice cream, watermelon and pineapple, and we've got some beautiful hangi here as well. So yeah, make your way down, come and see us, and come and enjoy all the different performances from our beautiful young people.
Thank you. What's on the Māori stage today? Is Div 2, is it?
Yeah, they've got Division 3, and then they've got prize giving. So we are 2 days worth of Division 3.
Cool.
With prize giving at the end of the day.
Fantastic. Wishing all of our rōpū well. We're proud of them, irrespective of the outcome, competitively. They're already winners by standing and representing our peeps, and I guess that goes for all who are standing and representing their ethnicities. Amazing and beautiful images. Have you got a website for photographs? You know, as an organisation, where are we best to get images of our young people?
There is a gallery on our website, so acbpolyfest.co.nz, And yeah, and then we'll be putting out, as we usually do to all our media partners, we put out images to you too.
Good talking with you again, Sally. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Bye, Dale.
Kia ora. See ya.